Welcome back to Exodus. Jonathan Ferguson is here again, and the moment has arrived. The rescue mission has begun. Moses, this is your moment.
40 years earlier, Moses attempted to rescue just a few Israelites and failed miserably. Now after 4 decades as a humble desert shepherd, he's back, and this time sent by God directly to Pharaoh.
This is it. So let's dive right in. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Let my people go, so that they may hold a festival to me in the wilderness."
Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord, that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go."
Then they said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Now let us take a 3-day journey into the wilderness to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God, or he may strike us with plagues or with the sword."
But Pharaoh won't listen. He tells Moses and Aaron to get back to work, and he orders the slave drivers to stop supplying straw for the bricks that the Israelites made. Let them get their own straw, but don't reduce their quota. They're lazy. So, make the work harder for the people so that they keep working and pay no attention to lies.
Well now, that did not go well. What happened? God sent Moses to rescue the Israelites, not make things worse. What's the story here? But I have to admit, it sounds familiar. Have you ever set out on a mission from God? And I don't mean a Jake and Elwood mission. I mean you hear clear directions from God, and you start in, and it just doesn't work out.
Are you asking me this question? In my 20 years of ministry and mission work, have things ever not worked out? Do you have 20 years to hear all the stories?
I think anyone on mission for God is familiar. But we also know, and I know that you know, that even when the mission appears to fail, God is still working.
I knew you'd know that I knew that.
I know. And it reminds me of David Wilkerson's story. David was a country preacher in 1950s Pennsylvania who felt a calling to go to New York City to help some teenage gang members on trial for murder. The trial was big news, but the calling felt like a crazy idea for a country preacher with no connections and no understanding of gangs. But he felt the call and went. The trial was a media circus, and when Pastor Dave approached the judge, he was grabbed by several police and removed from court, and all the papers got pictures of the Bible-toting preacher dragged out by the cops.
That's how it goes in ministry sometimes. We've both been there. But we walk by faith, not by sight. But let's look at what happens with Moses and Aaron. They faithfully deliver the Lord's message, but Pharaoh says, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him?" And that is the big question. The challenge of the world, the cry of every unbelieving heart, who is the Lord and why should I obey him?
You know, I think it's a valid question, if it's honest, if you want an answer. But Pharaoh gives his own answer. "I don't know the Lord, and I won't obey."
So Moses asks for 3 days off to go worship. A reasonable request after 4 centuries of work. But Pharaoh won't budge. Back to work. In fact, make the work harder. The Israelites made bricks from clay and straw, but now Pharaoh had them gather their own straw. Make them work harder, and pay no attention to lies.
We learn a lot from Pharaoh here about the strategies of our enemy. Here in Exodus, Egypt is a picture of the world, and Pharaoh pictures for us Satan and his plan for us. And the first message is, work harder and forget worship. All that taking time off for God stuff is a lie. Don't waste your weekends on it. In fact, they didn't get weekends. No one did. Time off every week is a Bible concept, a gift from God.
But Pharaoh wants them back to work. In verse 11, the slave drivers and foremen deliver the news to the Israelites. "Go and get your own straw wherever you can find it, but your work will not be reduced at all." So the people scatter to find straw, and the work days get longer and longer. When they can't keep up with the quota, the Israelite foremen are beaten.
So the foremen appeal to Pharaoh. "Why are we getting beaten when your people are putting impossible demands on us?"
But Pharaoh doesn't listen. In verse 17, he calls them lazy. "That is why you keep saying, 'Let us go and sacrifice to the Lord.' Now, get to work."
Work is a gift from God, and a good work ethic is godly character. But a life totally devoted to work for its own sake, or for money or success, is idolatry, and it will work you into a grave. Pharaoh says, time off for worship is just laziness. Watch out for that in your own attitude. And remember the picture here. The Israelite slavery pictures for us slavery to sin. And sin will not give you a holiday. And when you try to leave sin to follow God, it often gets worse before it gets better. Sin does not let go easy.
So the Israelite foremen leave Pharaoh and head for Moses and Aaron. In verse 21, they said, may the Lord look on you and judge you. You have made us obnoxious to Pharaoh and his officials and have put the sword in their hands to kill us. In other words, this is your fault. Ever have that experience, leading others into God's calling, and they blame you when it gets hard?
Moses takes it to the Lord. Why, Lord? Why have you brought trouble on this people? Is this why you sent me? Ever since I went to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has brought trouble on this people, and you have not rescued your people at all. So what's the story? Why is nothing working out? Moses is pretty blunt with God here. You have not rescued your people at all.
For all of Moses floundering in faith, one thing you got to give him. He always goes back to God. Where the foreman appealed to Pharaoh and then blamed Moses, Moses took his troubles directly to God.
But why did it go so wrong? Why doesn't God make following him a little easier?
Keep in mind here that God had told Moses back in chapter 4, Pharaoh will not let your people go. And Jesus warned all of us, in this world, you will have trouble. Try to live godly, and you will be persecuted. They hated Jesus, and they will hate us. Yet, we're called to love. Peter reminds us not to be surprised when trials come. Expect trials.
And yet, why did Moses' first attempt fail so badly? And why did David Wilkerson get direction from God that led right into failure? And why do we fail so much? The chapter doesn't explain, but I think maybe God allowed Moses to try on his own because sometimes we need to fail in our own efforts so that we're totally convinced that apart from God, we can do nothing. I know I got that lesson drilled in, and I needed it.
I think we all need that lesson. But it's not the end of the story. God teaches us to rely on him, and when we do, watch and see how he comes through. Read Exodus 5 today, and we'll see how God responds next time.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.